Hey fans, Rich Mancuso live from the Baseball Training Institute in the Bronx, home of Sports with Rich, all bases covered. Soon, back on your live platforms of Facebook, YouTube Live, Instagram, all your social media platforms, Sports with Rich, all bases covered. We will be back bigger and better than ever, as I always say. Stay tuned. I know I've been telling you, teasing you about it, but it's coming. We're just working on a little this, little that, and it'll be here. It's also been a busy time of year, as you know, with the baseball world, the Fall Classic, as I call the World Series, and everything else. But you can always reach us here, all bases covered, Sports with Rich. Facebook is the page. Log on to me on Facebook. Also Twitter, Ring786. Instagram, Mancuso786. And you'll find me and keep up to date. And if you've been following me and what's been going on, and it's a busy time. Fall Classic, October baseball, winding down, World Series. Just got back from Fenway Park in Boston for two games up there. So the Red Sox take the Dodgers in two games as now the series moves to Los Angeles tomorrow night. And we'll talk about that. And let's talk about briefly before I open up about some of the experiences at Fenway Park the last 2 days, which have been fantastic. You know, my friends, I've been around this business a long time. Fenway Park, I haven't visited much, and I should do it more, and I probably will after what I saw the last 2 nights. Not only is Fenway Park the oldest ballpark in baseball, the oldest built, the oldest still around, it's old school baseball, and I experienced that. If you followed my feeds on Facebook and Twitter and all the other social media platforms, you saw what I meant. The idea about Fenway Park is baseball old school. They kept it that way in that great city of Boston. Everything from the stadium, which is iconic, to the whole city and the surrounding area about it. It's all about the Boston Red Sox, of course, but it's also about baseball and tradition. And you get that feeling immediate, the time that when you arrive right there into that vicinity of Fenway Park. And then you go on Yawkey Way, which used to be Yawkey Way, which is now called Jersey Street, and you see this old ballpark right there, sitting there. And I mean, it is old, let's face it, 1923. And it still has the original structure. They did very little modernization in there, except for the scoreboard, the seats are tight. The press box is very small. In fact, that press box is so small, so many members of the media, and I'm not faulting the Red Sox or Major League Baseball for this, because nothing you can do, but you know, a guy like me was spoiled because we work in these modern ballparks now where it can accommodate thousands of media that come out and cover an event like the World Series every year. And Fenway Park, the last one was 2013, and simply it hasn't changed. It's still small and cozy and tight, but we got the job done. To tell you that the ambience in that ballpark, of course, it's Red Sox fans. And there were some Dodger fans out there. But this is what got me, whether you are a Yankee fan or not. And I'm not, everyone knows that. But the Yankees were getting booed during a World Series of the Red Sox and the Los Angeles Dodgers. And as fans, as you saw this on a national Fox telecast, you could hear it. And then as we're exiting the press box area to go downstairs to the small conference room they have for the media, and believe me, it's tight and small there as well, and the clubhouses where fans, you have to go through the fans to get to the visiting and home clubhouses. They're right there. That's the uniqueness of this small, cozy park called Fenway Park, the oldest in baseball. Fans are booing the New York Yankees as they're leaving Fenway Park after the World Series. Now, come on. This has nothing to do with the Yankees. This is the World Series, the Red Sox and the Dodgers. But that's how much this Yankee-Red Sox rivalry is. In other words, the Boston Red Sox fans were sending a message to the Yankees. We're here and you're home. And that's what that was all about. It's a rivalry. It's an animosity to a certain extent. It is. But it is a rivalry. And I found that to be very interesting because you don't see that anywhere else. You'll see that at Fenway Park. Back to that ballpark. I mean, an organ player playing music instead of rap music and loud acoustics. The organ is loud. They all are. The crowd into every pitch standing up. Just a great atmosphere. And yes, it was cold and brisk, but that's fall baseball on the East Coast. You're going to get that in October. As far as baseball itself, Well, what you saw the last two nights in games one and two of this World Series were the Boston Red Sox playing baseball, like I say. Small ball. They can get on base, and believe me, they do. They get on base. They're very selective with pitches they take. But they get on base. They hit. They run. They steal. They score. They score right after a base hit or a walk. And why did they have 108 wins during the regular season? You saw that again. The entire postseason, and you're seeing it now when the whole baseball world is paying attention to the Boston Red Sox and the Los Angeles Dodgers, the World Series. Even if you're not a baseball fan, you have to appreciate what you're seeing with the Boston Red Sox. This team is doing something that hasn't been seen since the 1918 Oakland Athletics, I believe. And I wrote that today on NewYorkSportsDay.com and on LatinoSports.com, two of the various websites I write for. Yeah, I'm getting old and tired. That's why I can't see, because I'm writing all the time. But anyway, a team like this that can get on base, especially when they're behind the count, and especially when they are down to their last out. Two outs. This is a team that can get a rally going with two outs. And when you do that, and you pitch effectively as they do, you're going to win. And so this World Series comes down to right now the Boston Red Sox and their continued attack and how they attack the baseball. They make contact, how they get on base and score the necessary runs, and how the Los Angeles Dodgers have been unable to tackle that issue. The Dodgers are getting some respectable pitching, but the Red Sox are getting it better also on the mound. David Price is rejuvenated now. Two games in the postseason, including last night up at Fenway Park, had the curveball going effectively, the changeup at great speed, had command on his fastball. When he lost the command and control on the fastball, what did he do? Well, he regrouped. And credit that to the manager, Alex Cora, the pride of Puerto Rico right now, who has the Red Sox rolling. Alex Cora, in his first year as a rookie manager of the Red Sox, is showing why he could be American League Manager of the Year and maybe the best manager in baseball right now. True, what he does now in the World Series has no bearing on him getting Manager of the Year. That's all done already. That's all been done. You base that all on what happened during those 162 games of a baseball season. The postseason is a different story. But what this comes down to is good managing that Alex Cora seems to do all the time. Game one, here's Eduardo Nunez. Shocked everyone off the bench and being used properly, because let's face it, he's not the greatest defensive third baseman in baseball. But Eduardo Nunez does have a bat, and coming off the bench is a lethal weapon for the Red Sox. And so what does he do? You saw it Tuesday night, Fenway Park. Three-run homer over the Green Monster. And that did it for the Red Sox. And you know what Eduardo Nunez told us after the game? You already know by now. He doesn't want to be looked at as the hero. He did that for the team. He did that, and as long as his team got the win, when get one game up in the World Series, the first game, he was content and happy. A guy that was not going to come back to the Red Sox, but then he thought, took less money, signed late, and became a valuable tool for this team that might be on their way to win their fourth World Championship in this century. And for the Red Sox, that's quite an accomplishment. They have to roll 108 wins during the regular season. You're expected to take it all. However, postseason baseball is a different story. Every team that remains standing, you're back to zero. The Red Sox have shown, yeah, they won 108 games, but we want to win it all. And so now they go to Los Angeles tomorrow night with a two-game advantage, and now it's all theirs because the Dodgers have the pressure. The Red Sox have the momentum. And when you take a look at the matchups tomorrow night, Rick Porcello, who has his struggles, has a chance tomorrow night in Los Angeles to put the Red Sox up 3-0 in this World Series. I don't think this is coming back to Fenway Park, because right now when you look at it, all the Red Sox have to do is win 2 of the 3 games up in Boston. And if they don't do that, they have a chance to come back Tuesday night at Fenway next week and take it right there on their home turf, which they would like to do. But the guys were saying last night at Fenway Park after the game, we want to finish this off in Los Angeles. And I think they can do that. They have a good shot at doing that. And I never liked this format, the new one that they went to. Two games, three games, the other park, then you come back to yours for the home team for two. I never liked that, but they do that. It seems to work. Baseball's what it's fine. But back to Fenway Park. I would love to go back up there in this Fall Classic this year. It just gets my juices flowing. It's such a great, small, iconic, historic ballpark. And so is the city of Boston. I met Paul Revere yesterday on Hancock Street. I met the statue. I saw Paul Revere, went to the museum. Great history in that town, great people. They even have a nice Italian neighborhood, just like we have here in New York in the Bronx on Arthur Avenue. I was able to get a good meal, have a good day with some of my colleagues. Went to see the Paul Revere Museum and went to see the original Boston Braves ballpark, which is now a Metro Police Station for the Boston Police Department. And you still see the light statues that are still up there, standing up, plus the original field. And I'm smiling about it because I got a kick out of it. I loved it. It was history, baseball history. And you young people should see this and read up on it and know how baseball was years ago. And the best way to do it, take a trip to Boston one day and visit Fenway Park, Yankee fan or not. There you'll see baseball. You'll see the history, the iconic oldest park in sport, in baseball, Fenway Park. The third oldest ballpark is Dodger Stadium, by the way. And that game three and four and five, Dodger Stadium, Los Angeles, starting tomorrow night. So World Series has been a good one. The ratings might not tell that on TV because baseball ratings are down. The fans are into it. And if you're a baseball fan, you're seeing two of the best teams standing, and that's what it's all about. I still think the Dodgers are going to extend this a little bit, and the Red Sox will go back up to Fenway and clinch it in six games. If it doesn't, maybe seven. It's hard to do it. 75% of teams that take a 2-0 lead at home in this World Series in history have gone on to win the whole thing. So, and it holds true here with the Red Sox more so, because this is a damn good baseball team. They do everything right, my friends. They hit. They pitch. They do everything that baseball's all about. And they're not dependent on the home run ball, and they don't strike out as much. And you know what baseball's become? Home run and strikeout, a.k.a. New York Yankees. That's what you do. You don't hit 276 home runs during the season and don't go all the way. You need to play baseball, and that's what the Red Sox do, and they do it well, and I still feel they're going to take it all, and it's just a matter of a couple of days. It'll all be over, and the city of Boston will be celebrating another world championship for their Red Sox, whether you like them or not. Remember this, you have to appreciate the Boston Red Sox, and here is the official World Series pin, courtesy of Major League Baseball and the Boston Red Sox, distributed to the media. I put it out on social media. If you want it, contact me. I just might give it away. But it's a beautiful pin. And, hey, it goes to the pin collection right now. And it's a beautiful pin, courtesy of MLB. It's one of the benefits of being a part of the media. You get things like this. Believe me, I'm not bragging about it. It's my job. It's a job, folks. That's what I do. But when you get this, you cherish it. Believe me. Other things going on. There's still a lot of sports. We'll be talking about it soon, live. Sports with Rich, all bases covered, live from the Baseball Training Institute in the Bronx. I'm on the boxing beat for the next couple of days again. My other great sport, my passion, my love. Danny Jacobs vying for a middleweight championship. Saturday night, Madison Square Garden, on the second to last HBO show in their entire boxing history. So it's going to be sad to see HBO go. But Danny Jacobs, the pride of Brooklyn, vying again for another middleweight championship. And he's now also with Matchroom Boxing, that gives him that added edge. And possibly the winner of this fight will get a shot at Canelo Alvarez, who is the WBC middleweight champion of the world, also fighting for a super middleweight championship. December 15th is Canelo Alvarez at Madison Square Garden. It is the boxing season. There's a lot going on. Lomachenko will be in New York, and he'll be fighting for the lightweight title to defend it in December 9th at Madison Square Garden. Week after, Canelo Alvarez. There's a lot of boxing in Atlantic City, which is locally. And we have one at the Aviator in Brooklyn next week by Main Events, November 3rd. Be on Facebook Live, by the way. Main Events. And And that's going to be Solomon Barrera, who's a light heavyweight contender at the Aviator in Brooklyn. And you're going to have Bavau, who is another WBA light heavyweight champion in Atlantic City. That's going to be November 24th. There's a whole ton of boxing going on. The top 10 pound for pound. Log on to my Facebook page. Also, again, All Bases Covered Sports with Rich, and I'll give you the latest in the boxing world, and there's a lot of that. As far as the Jets and Giants, well, Sam Garns, who's a good friend of ours here at BTI, telling me again that the Jets have it. They're going through their growing pains. And as far as the Giants, well, it's a losing season. It's all over. The answer is very simple, my friends. If you're a Giants fan, you need a quarterback. They might have the offense and the young offense to go with them down the line in the future, but they need a quarterback to guide them. Eli Manning, obviously, is not the answer. Rumors going around rampantly all day today in New York that Eli could be sitting down and the Giants have to work something out with him. He's not the answer to the Giants, and that's why they're having another losing season. It's just about all over for them. The Jets, young, aggressive, and have a shot to make it respectable this year, but not till next year or the year after will you see the results of what they did in the draft this past year. They have a tough schedule ahead. This is a team also fighting some injuries right now, but this is a team of the future in the NFL, especially if you're a Jets fan. You got to be happy and optimistic, what you've been seeing, especially with the quarterback, Sam Darnold. And the Knicks, the same situation in New York in the NBA. And I've been watching NBA in the opening couple of weeks of this new season. I like some of the young guys, some of the young talent that come in off the draft. And the NBA has a future with some good young talent. And LeBron James and the LA Lakers will struggle. But LeBron is that veteran you have to respect. And we'll try and bring the Lakers back to where they want to be, to a championship when it's all over in April, May, or June, whatever it is. There's a lot. Soccer as well. This weekend, I'll be at NYCFC at Yankee Stadium Sunday afternoon, as they have to win or tie that game to have a home playoff game and get an advantage. If they don't win or tie Sunday in a final regular season game at Yankee Stadium, NYCFC is in the playoffs, but they do not get a shot at a home game, what's called a knockout round. That's how they do it, and they're struggling. They just can't score like they did in the first half of the season. They have difficulty scoring goals. Yes, I love soccer just like the other sport. I've become an enthusiastic soccer fan. I love the game. It goes fast. You don't have to wait for players to talk to. You have to wait four hours before you got to go home and follow your story, what I do. You see, this is a job. As much as it's fun, and I call it fun and game sports, but it's called a job, just like you have. Except my job is always doing this. My job is always doing this and talking to you. And it takes a toll. So I don't know how much longer I'll keep this up, but I enjoy it. I love talking to you. I love being a part of the Baseball Training Institute in the Bronx. I love being a part of Sports with Rich, All Bases Covered. Coming back live at you soon. A lot of exciting things happening, and we'll keep you updated, and we'll stay focused all the time. Enjoy each other's company. I am a nagger. I am a pain in the butt as I can be. I can be the most negative person in the world, especially what goes around in the sports world. But one thing that keeps us smiling all the time, baseball, October baseball, the World Series. And after that, all the moves, free agents, trades, and where's that guy going? Where's that guy going? And by the way, I'm going to be back on the bowling lane soon. And I'll be challenging you. Stay tuned for that. I used to be a 187 bowler. That was my average when I retired. But I'm coming back. Stay tuned. And stay tuned. Sports with Rich. Rich Mancuso, All Bases Covered. Live from the Baseball Training Institute in the Bronx. We'll talk to you soon, update you some more, and remember, keep it in the ring as always. Thank you.